Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients.
This is Todd Brow with Senior Insurance Marketing, and welcome to SimCast today. And with me, I have the Vice President of Sales for Heartland National Life, Brandon Reed. Brandon, welcome to SimCast.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. Good afternoon.
Well, hey, Brandon, we know Heartland National has some great products, and one of the products kind of complements an individual if they have a Medicare Advantage to help pay for some of that out-of-pocket hospital cost is the hospital indemnity. Can you tell us a little bit more about the features of hospital indemnity and basically, you know, kind of the mechanics, what it covers and how, what triggers it and everything?
Yeah, Todd, over the years, I've, you know, come to be very passionate about this particular product. Hospital indemnity, a reimbursement plan, a gap plan, the wraparound. These are all fantastic names for a product that really does a good job of protecting us when we really need it the most. Whether it be due to an accident or illness, hospital indemnity is a policy that can come in and help fill in the gaps. Whether it's an inpatient hospital copay, a skilled nursing stay, maybe a trip in the ambulance to the emergency room. There are plenty of ways that these hospital indemnity plans can help save you thousands of dollars a year. One thing about Medicare Advantage plans are, yes, they have exposures. Of course, they're quite affordable from a premium standpoint. However, there are cost shares that you're responsible for, and we have a wonderful way to fill in those gaps via the hospital indemnity.
So with the hospital indemnity, what's the issue ages and what's the application look like? How many health questions are there? And also, is there any household discounts?
Wonderful. Yes. So Todd, first of all, this product is issue ages 18 to 85. So anybody ages 18 to 85 can get a hospital indemnity plan with Heartland. There will be some health questions. However, what Heartland has done is they've opened up a guaranteed issue window for folks who are turning 65. There's a 12-month period between when somebody is 64 and a half and 65 and a half years of age where there are no health questions asked on the hospital indemnity. The guaranteed issue doesn't apply to the cancer benefit, of course. However, you can get a hospital indemnity plan with 6 out of 7 of our riders guaranteed issue between that 12-month window. Outside of that 12-month window, of course, there would be some health questions. Looking back 2 years for most, some questions only looking back within the last 12 months. Typically pretty big, you know, health concerns like cancer, heart attack and stroke, COPD, congestive heart failure, and, you know, stages 4 and 5 kidney disease. However, Heartland is one of the few companies that will take an insulin-dependent diabetic. Okay. Heartland accepts up to 50 units of insulin a day for diabetics, as long as they don't have any complications like neuropathy, retinopathy, or severe kidney disease, and as long as they don't take, of course, more than 50 units of insulin. I believe that answers both those questions.
How about if there's a husband and wife?
Heartland will actually give the insured a discount, even if they're not married. As long as they're living with somebody over the age of 18, Heartland National gives the insured a 7% household discount.
Well, so basically, what? Tell me the issue ages again on that product.
So 18 to 85, anybody ages 18 to 49 actually pays the same rate for one of these plans. Wow. So whether you're 18 or 49, you will pay the 18-year-old rate for that policy. Wow. It's a unisex rated, so men and women pay the same rates, and it's issue age rated. So what that means is the rates are not going to go up as you age. So I buy the policy at 64 and 9 months. I'll pay the 64-year-old rate even when I'm 70, 80, 90 years old. That Wow. is a key feature in terms of affordability and the costs. And then, of course, the rates for these policies are, you know, very competitive when you look at other companies on the market, especially once you build in and work in that 7% discount for living with somebody over 18. Now, there are a couple of states, Todd, like Oklahoma, Ohio, and Illinois, where you have to have two people apply for one of these policies to get the discount. But in most states, again, the general rule is living with somebody over 18 will qualify you for that discount.
So basically, you said 18 to what, 49 is the same rate?
That's right, under 50.
Wow. So basically, if you're a 49-year-old, why don't you buy the Heartland hip, because you're going to buy an 18-year-old rate, so it makes you feel younger, right?
Yeah, Todd. So my wife, she's already got one of these plans. She's using it actually for the dental, vision, hearing benefits mostly. I get some nice reimbursements on her contact lenses and glasses and helping pay for her dental clinics. But for me, I've held off. I'll be buying one of these when I turn 49 or actually the day before I turn 50.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So how many days can you select the benefit when you purchase it? I mean, from 1 to 5 to 10 days, and how much?
Yeah. And what we're seeing, of course, with Medicare, we're seeing copays for a set period of days, maybe 5, 6, or 7 days in the hospital. Mm-hmm. We've given agents and the policyholders the ability to select anywhere from 3 to 10 days, 15, 20, or 31 days in coverage. So that way, if you do have a copay for six days in the hospital, we can cover you at exactly 6 days and keep the cost down as low as we can. If you're maybe positioning this in the under 65 space, somebody on an employer group health plan or an ACA, Obamacare insurance plan, mm-hmm. we have ways we can help those individuals as well. We'd probably position it to cover them for the average hospital stay, maybe 4 or 5 days in the hospital, and maybe maxing out our benefits at the most $600 a day of coverage. But what we often see in this under 65 market is agents are helping these policyholders. We're helping policyholders get a lump sum benefit for 1 day in the hospital, up to $2,500 for 1 day in the hospital on top of the $600 a day that they're already getting through the base plan. So there's creative ways we can help people under 65 with these plans too.
Okay. Well, and yeah, so basically you're not just the senior market, you're, you know, like you said, the younger age market as well too. And you said your wife is using the dental and the vision benefit as well too. So, so can you tell us a little bit about the other benefits that are available? Cause I see there's lump sum cancer, ambulance, skilled nursing.
That's a big one.
Cause that kind of coincides. You also have a home health care plan as well too, that covers skilled nursing as well, right?
Yeah. So let's jump into the riders first.
Yeah.
The big thing is we designed this plan specifically for the senior market. Although yes, it can cater to the under 65 space as well. We did design it with Medicare in mind. So with Medicare Advantage plans, of course, there's exposure in the hospital, inpatient and outpatient, which is why we've added benefits to protect people from outpatient surgeries. We've got a built-in emergency room benefit that pays $150 up to 4 times a year for going to the emergency room. Oftentimes you're seeing copays for emergency room visits on these Medicare Advantage plans. So we've got benefits built in for no additional cost to cover emergency room visits and even observation. But on top of that, yes, outpatient surgery coverage to help pay for your copays. Skilled nursing coverage to help you days 21 through 100 when those costs get a little bit expensive on those Advantage plans. Cancer coverage to protect you from things like chemotherapy, radiation, therapeutic radiology, all of these exposures that we see on these Medicare Advantage plans. I won't get into the details on them. However, we know there's a lot of them. And I always feel like we're doing a better job protecting people by packaging a hospital indemnity plan with some of these riders than if we were to leave you just on that $0 or low to no premium Medicare Advantage plan by itself. And that's the thing, Todd. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to help fill in the gaps. You can fill in as many or as few gaps as you would like, from anywhere from $15 a month to as high as $120, $150 a month. But we can get you most of that coverage for hospitalizations, emergency room coverage, skilled nursing, cancer, for under $70 in most cases. Again, rates differ depending on your age, where you live. That's why it's important to speak to a licensed agent. And of course, we have agents available for you. Todd will make sure everybody has contact information in case you need to get in touch with one.
So tell me, I see you have a wellness benefit and it pays out $100. So tell me about that.
The wellness benefit pays four times a year at a fixed rate of $25 per wellness visit. Wellness visits range from a series of blood sugar tests, annual physicals, immunizations, even vision and hearing exams. A fixed $25 benefit that pays four times a year. You know, I know a lady in North Carolina who used three of these benefits within 6 months of having her policy in force. And what that did for her was it helped her with that stress test she needed. It helped her with the blood sugar test and the vision exam. And it also helped with paying her premiums. She had already received $75 in benefit out of this small little rider that she was paying maybe $2.80 a month for to add to this plan. And that's another way, you know, you can get creative and help individuals afford these premiums. Speaking of affording premiums, you asked about home health care. We did just recently develop a home health care plan. This home health care plan has taken off like nobody's business. And with this home health care policy, it's not only allowing people to protect themselves and to cover themselves and recover in the comfort of their own homes, but it also pays cash benefits for them to do that so that they can afford the care, so that they can afford the ability to recover in the comfort of their own home. We've got benefit options for every budget, whether it be our basic plan, the standard option, or the complete package, allowing anybody based on their income to afford one of these plans. And if affordability is a problem, check this out. Heartland offers a $15 Rx reimbursement every time you fill a generic prescription. Whether it be a 30-day or a 90-day supply, Heartland will send you a $15 reimbursement as long as you send in your receipts. If you have a brand name medication you need filled, Heartland will reimburse you day one, $30 for those brand name drugs.
Wow. So pretty much pays for the policy itself.
Yeah, and you know, that complete package, it's not all that expensive. Again, it does offer the most coverage, but between 65 and 70 years of age, that plan costs you $47.57 a month.
Wow.
So very affordable. We can double check the rates, of course. That's what you need an agent for, but it's very affordable. And then with those prescription drug reimbursements, you're able to afford something you might not have otherwise been able to afford. I think these policies are worth it even without the prescription drug reimbursements so that you have it for when you really need it the most down the road. However, again, the Rx reimbursements can either pay for the policy entirely, maybe help you make some money this year, or even just help a little bit with those premiums.
And that prescription drug benefit, there's no waiting period for that when they purchase the policy, right?
Yeah, no. So day one coverage. Even if you've been taking those medications for years or even a month, no matter how long you've been taking those prescriptions, we'll start reimbursing you for them as soon as this policy kicks in.
Wow.
Now, even four generic medications a month adds up to $60 a month in reimbursement on the standard and complete plans. On the standard and complete package, we offer up to $720 in Rx reimbursement. And on the basic option, up to $360 maximum in Rx reimbursements. So, of course, the premiums would be a little bit less on that basic plan. Standard is the second best, and the complete package offers the most benefits and, of course, a lot of money back for prescriptions.
Yeah, wow. So speaking of money, do you have any other products that can help clients, you know, make their money work harder for them?
Yeah, so we just launched a multi-year guaranteed annuity, a product that offers a fixed rate on our five-year annuity, a 5.8% fixed rate. So a guaranteed rate of return at 5.8% a year with the ability to withdraw interest day one or 30 days in, giving you the ability to take out interest if needed, the ability to add on riders, Todd, like an enhanced benefit rider to help you take out money down the road in case you need it for a critical illness or to spend some time in skilled nursing. So wonderful options there in terms of riders to help you utilize some of that money that you're storing away and making interest on.
Well, and, you know, also you kind of mentioned stowing away. You know, there's a lot of individuals that might not need, you know, that money, but it's there to, if they need it, in case they need to go into a long-term care facility or, you know, need it for their, you know, daily livings and everything like that. But also if they want to pass it on to their loved ones, you know, they're going to be passing on more money because, you know, they're going to get a better interest rate for their, on their money.
Yeah. And for me, it's a very safe way. I always, you know, I know younger individuals, it's important to diversify, but in retirement, especially, I think it's important to protect that money because, you know, if you lose it, there's not really an easy way to get it back. A lot of individuals are relying on a fixed income through Social Security at that point. And yeah, the MIGA is a safe way to where you're not putting that money at risk. You know what you're going to get out of it. And again, you're not having to lock it away that long. There are options for 3, 5, 7, or 10 years on these MIGA products through Heartland National. And it's a pretty great rate. Now is, you know, more than ever is a really great time to be looking at these products. Of course, I'm not a financial advisor or a tax specialist, so of course, talk to your accountants, but it is definitely a really great solution.
Yeah. And also tax deferred too. So if you don't take any money out, if you just leave it grow, you know, it's tax deferred, which is, you know, another great feature as well. So yeah. Another way to, I always put it, you know, have your money work harder for you. So yeah, definitely.
I think overall, Todd, Heartland has a great suite of products, whether it be hospital indemnity, skilled nursing and cancer coverage, home health care, or even annuity to help protect your income. The goal here is to protect you through retirement, protect that nest egg for your loved ones and also for yourself through retirement.
Yep, exactly. Well, hey, Brandon, I really appreciate your time today. We've been talking with Brandon Reed, the Vice President of Sales for Heartland National Life. So again, thanks again. Really appreciate you joining us today, Brandon.
Thank you, Todd. And thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.